Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across the USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was giving head, she said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. The colored girls go do 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 do. Little Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they say, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. He said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the street, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo. You should have seen them go, go, go. They said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that bash. She said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. The colored girls go do 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 do.
Hi, this is Ian Axel, and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Stand tall, I know the weight of the world won't bring me down.
Is it that time again? When snow will be falling, friends will be calling. I know it's time when there'll be carolers singing. Silent night, I love when you sing, feeling it brings
Thank you. This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
This is WMFO in Medford, and you are listening to the Sleep Deprivation Station with Peter Wolf. Tonight we will be finishing up My Immortal. Last time we left on chapter 16. Author's note. You know what? Shut up, okay? Prove me wrong, or nuts preps. Raven, oo suck, oo effing dog. Give me back my effing sweetie or supposed to writ dis. Raven, WTF, your dog, you're supposed to do this. BTW, fangs to Brittany 5655 for teching my Japanese. We ran happily along Hogsmeade. There we saw the stage where GC had played. We ran in happily. My Chemical Romance were there playing Helena. I was so effing happy. Gerard looked even sexier than he did in the pictures. Even Draco thought so. I could totally see him. But it didn't matter because I knew now, that we were the only true ones for each other. I was wearing a black leather mini dress and black leather platinum boots with red ripped fishnets. Draco was wearing a black baggy MCR t-shirt and black baggy pants. Anyway, so we started moshing to Helena. We Frenched. We ran up to front of the band to stage dive. Suddenly, Gerard pulled off his mask. So did the others. We gasped! It wasn't them at all! It was Voldemort and the Death Dealers! WTF, Draco, I'm not going to a concert with you, I shouted angrily. Not after what happened to me last time. Even if it's MCR, how much I like them. Yeah. What? Because we, you know, he gadgeted uncomfortably, because guys don't like to talk about you know what. Yeah, because we, you know, I yielded in an angry voice. We won't do that again, Draco promised. This time, we're going with an escort. OMFG, WTF slash, are you giving into the mainstream? I asked. So I guess you're a prep or a Christina or what now? No, he muttered loudly. Are you becoming a prep or what? I shouted angrily. Enobi, I'm not. Please come with me. He fell down to his knees and started singing "The World is Black" by GC to me. I was flattened because that's not even a single. He had memorized the lyrics just for me. Okay, then, I guess it will have to, I said. Then we Frenched for a while, and I went up to my room. Bloody Mary was standing there. Hajimadesha, girl, she said happily. She speaks Japanese, so do I. That means how do you in Japanese. BTW Willow, that effing poser, got expelled. She failed all her classes, and she skipped math. Author's note. Raven, you effing suck. F you. It serves that effing dog right, I laughed angrily. Anyway, we were feeling all depressed. We watched some gothic movies like Das Nightmare before Xmas. Maybe Willow will die too, I said. Kawaii! Bloody Mary shook her head energetically, lethargically. Oh yeah, no, have a confession after she got expelled. I murdered her, and then Lupin did it with her because he's a necrophiliac. Kawaii, I commented happily. We talked to each other in silence for the rest of the movie. Oh hey, BTW, I'm going to a concert with Draco Knight and Hogsmeade with MCR, I said. Wait, hold on, didn't this, like, already happen? Whatever. I need to wear the hotset outfit ever! Bloody Mary nodded energetically. OMFG, totally, let's go shopping! In Hot Topic, right? I asked. Already getting out my special Hot Topic loyalty card. No. My head snaped up. What? My head spewing. I could not believe it. Bloody Mary, are you a prep? No! No! She laughed. I found some cool gothic stores near Hogwarts, that's all. Who told you about, I asked, sure, it would be Draco, or Diablo, or a vampire. Don't even say that name to me. Or me. Dumbledore, she said. Let me just call our Brahms. OMFFG, Dumbledore? I asked quietly. Yeah. I saw a map for Hogsmeade on his desk, she told me. Come on, let's go. We were going in a few punk goth stores, specially for the concerts in Hogsmeade. The salesperson was OMG hotter than Gerard, except not, because that's impossible. And he gave me a few dresses. We only have these for the real goths. The real goths? Me and Bloody Mary asked. Yeah, you wouldn't believe how many posers are in this town, man. Yesterday, Lupin and Snap tried to buy a gothic camera pouch. He shook his head. I didn't even know they had a camera. OMFG, no, they're gonna spy on me again, I cried, running out of the changing room with a long black dress and lots of red tulle coming out of a very low cut with a huge slit. Oh my Satan, you have to buy that outfit, the salesperson said. Yeah, it looks tautly hot, said Blooded Mary. You know what? I'm gonna give it to you for free, because you look really hot in that outfit. Are you gonna be at the concert tonight? He asked. Yeah, I am, actually. I looked back at him. Hey, BTW, my name's Ebony Darkness Dementia Tara. What's yours? Tom Ridd, he said, and ran a hand through his black-dyed hair. Maybe I'll see you there tonight. Yeah, I don't think so, because I'm going there with my BF Draco, you sick perv, I yelled angrily. But before he could beg me to go with him, Hagrid flew in his back room looking worried. OMFG, Ebony, you need to get back into the castle now. Chapter 17. Author's note. I said stop filming the stream. If you're a prep, then do not read it. You can tell whether or a prep or not by my quits. It's on my homepage. If you're not, then you rock. If you then, an F oof. PZ, Willow isn't really a prep. Raven, please do this. I'll promise to give you back a poster. Tom Riddle gave us some clothes and stuff for free. He said he would help us with makeup if he wanted to, because he was really into fashion and stuff. He's bisexual. Hargigard kept shouting at us to come back to Hogwarts. WTF, Hargrid, I shouted angrily. F you, you effing B-word. Well, anyway, Willow came. Hargrid went away angrily. Hey, B, you look like Kawhi, she said. Yeah, but not as Kawhi as you, I answered sadly, because Willow's really pretty and everything. She's wearing a short black corset thingy with blood red lace on it, and a black blood red miniskirt, leather fishnets, and black pointy boots that showed off how pale she was. She had a really nice body with big bobs and everything. She was thin enough to be anorexic. So are you going to the concert with Draco? She asked. Yeah, I said happily. I'm going with Diabolo, she answered happily. Well, anyway, Draco and Diabolo came. They were looking extremely hot and sexy, and you could tell that we were ought to. Diabolo was wearing a black t-shirt that said 666 on it. He was wearing tons of makeup, just like Marilyn Manson. Draco was wearing black leather pants, a gothic GC t-shirt, and black Vans that he got from the Warped Tower. Bloody Mart was going to the concert with Dracula. Dracula used to be called Neville, but it turned out that he was kidnapped at birth and his real family were vampires. They died in a car crash. Neville converted to Satanism and he went goth. He's in Slytherin now. He's wearing a black warped t-shirt, black jeans and shoes, and black hair with red streaks in it. We call him Dracula now. Well, anyway, we all went to Dracula's Black Mercy Benz. Get it? Because we're gothic. His dad, Lucian, gave him. We did pot, coke, and crack. Draco and I made out. We made a fun dose of stupid effing preps. We soon got there. I gasped. Gerard was the sexiest guy ever. He looked even sexier than he did in the pics. He had long black raven hair and piercing blue eyes. He was really skinny. He had an amazing ethnic voice. We moshed to Helena and some other songs. Suddenly Gerard pulled off his mask. So did the other members, I guessed. It wasn't Gerard at all. It was an ugly preppy man with no nose and red eyes. Everyone ran away but me and Draco. Draco and I came. It was Voldemort and the Death Dealers.
You moronic idiots, he shouted angstily. Enemy, I told you to kill Vampire. Thou have failed. And now I shall kill thou and Draco.
No, no, please, we begged sadly, but he took out his knife. Suddenly, a gothic old man came in on his broomstick. He had long black hair and long black beard. He was wearing a black robe that said Avril Lavigne on the back. He shouted a spell and Voldemort ran away. It was Dumbledore! Chapter 18. Author's note. I said stop flamming. If you do, then you're a effing prep. Fangs to Raven for the help and stuff. Ooh, rock. You're not a prep. Fangs to my suitor. Please, the odor Essen Dumbledore swore is cause he trying to be gothic soder. I woke up next day in my coffin. I walked out of it and put on some black eyeliner, black eyeshadow, blood red lipstick, and black really low-cut leather dress that was all ripped in swipes and you could see my belly. I was wearing a skull belly ring with black and red diamonds inside of it. The night before Draco and I went out to rent a skull, get it? Skull, because I'm gothic and like death. Dumbledore chased Voldemort away. We flew there on our brooms. Mine was black, and the broom stuff was blood red. There was lace all over it. Draco had a black MCR boom. We went back to our dorms, and we had You Know What to a Linkin Park song. Well, anyway, I went down to the Great Hall. There, all the walls were painted black, and the tables were black, too. But you could see that there was pink pant underneath the black pant. And there were pastors of poser bands everywhere, like Ashley Simpson and the Backstreet Boys. WTF, I shouted, going to sit next to Bloody Mary and Willow. Bloody Mary was wearing a black leather mini with good shrelute t-shirt, black fishnets, and black pointy boots. Willow was wearing a long gothic black dress with blood red writing that was lacy and came to your thighs and black boots and fishnets. Vampire Dracula and Draco came. We started to talk about who was sexier, Mikey or Gerard Way or Billy Joe Armstrong. The boys came in because they were bi. These guys are so effing hot, Navel was saying, as suddenly a gothic old man with a black beard and everything came. He was the one, same one, who had chased away Voldemort yesterday. He had a normal tan skin, but he was wearing white foundation and had dyed his hair black. Dumbledore! One exclamation mark! We all gasped. WTF! I shouted angrily. I thought he was just wearing that to scare Voldemort.
Hello, everybody, he said happily. As you can see, I gave the room a makeover. What do you think about it?
Everyone from the poser table in Gryffindor started to cheer. We goths just looked at each other and all disgusted and shook our heads. We couldn't believe what a poser he was, one.
BTW, you can call me Albert, he called as he left to our classes.
What an effing poser, Draco shouted angrily as we went formation. We were holding hands. Vampire looked really jealous. I could see him crying blood in a gothic way. Get it? Way like Gerard. But I didn't say anything. I bet he's having a midlife crisis, Willow shouted.
I'm so fucking angry.
I hate this. Chapter 19. I'm not okay, I promise. Author's note. Please stop flamming the story. If you do, you're a fucking prep and are jealous. Okay, 11. From Nook on, I'm going to Delt Ermen Revoise 111. BTW Envenid a poor blood soder one. Fangs to Raven firm da help. 11. All day, we sat angrily thinking about Dumbledore. We were so effing pissed off. Well, I had one thing to look forward to. The MCR concert. It had been postponed, so we could all go.
Anyway, I went to the common room to cut classes. Draco was being all secretive. I asked what it was, and he got mad at me and started crying all hot and angstily. Rent sensitive bi guys are so hot. No one effing understands me. One! He shouted angrily with his black hair as he went in with his big blue eyes like Billy Joel in Boulevard of Borkin Dreams. He was wearing black baggy pants, a black MCR t-shirt, and a black tie. Get it? Because it's a tie? Because I'm gothic. I was wearing a black leather low-cut top with chains all over and black leather mini, black high-heeled boots, and a cross belly thing. My hair was all up in a messy, really high bun like Amy Lee in Going Under. Email if you want to see the pic. Accuse me? What about me? I growled. But he grunted. No, you effing B word, I moaned. No, wait, it's not what it effing looks like, he shouted. But it was too late. I knew what they had. I ran to the bathroom angrily, crying. Draco banged on the door. I whipped and wept as my bloody eyeliner strammed down my cheeks and made cool tears down my feces like Benji in the video for girls and boys. Raven, that is so our video. I took out a cigarette and started to smoke pots. Suddenly, Hargard came. He had apparated. You gave me an effing shock, I shouttered angrily, dropping my pot. WTF do you think you're doing in the girls' room? Only it wasn't just Hargrid. Somebody else was with him too. For a second I wanted it to be Tom Ritter, maybe Draco, but it was Dumbledore. I need to ask you a question, he said, with his black wannabe gothic purse. What are you wearing to the concert? You know who MCR is? I gasped. No, I just thought it was a concert that a lot of gothic and punks were doing too, he said. Anyway, Draco has a surprise for you. Chapter 20. Author's note. I said I do not see cur what you think. Stoff the flaming, okay, preps. 1. Thanks to Raven for the help. 1. Oh yeah, BTW, I'll be on vacation in Transylvania for the next 3 days, so do not expect updates. All day I wondered what the surprise was. Meanwhile, I got on a black letter mini, a black corset with purple lace stuff all over it, and black gothic compact boots. MCR were gone to the concert again, since Voldemort had taken over the last one. I slit my wrists while I moshed to MCR in my bedroom all night, feeling excited. Suddenly, someone knocked out of the door when I was trying on some black clothes and moshing to Fang, New Fort of Venom. I got all mad and turned it off, but secretly I hoped inside that it was what Draco, so we could do it all again. What the effing hell are you doing? I shouted angrily. It was Lupin! Are you gonna come me or what? I yelled. I was allowed to say that because Dumbledore told us to be careful around him and Snap said he was a pedo. No, actually. Get it? Hell. Can I borrow... Please borrow some condemns? He growled angrily. Yeah, so you can F your 6-year-old girlfriend, huh? I shouted sarcastically. Fooker, he said. Gong away. Well, anyway, I put on some black eyeshadow, black eyeliner, and had some black lipstick and white foundation. Then I went. Then I gasped. Snake and Lupin were in the middle of the empty hall doing it, and Dobby was watching. One. Oh my god, you ludicrous idiot, they both shouted angrily when they saw me. Dobby ran away crying. Dig it up, though. Normally I would have been turned on. I love seeing guys do it, but both of them were effing preps. BW, Snake is mobbed to Gryffindor now. WTF, why you wanted condoms, I asked sarcastically. See, I spelled that. Side note, they did spell it correctly. I will give them that credit. Only you wouldn't give them to me, Lumpkin shouted angrily. Well, you should have told me, I replied. You dimwit, Snape. Oh, I should do the voice. You dimwit, Snake began to shoot angrily. And then I took out my black camera, took a pic of them. You could see that they were naked and everything. Well, excuse me, they both shouted angrily. What was that all about? It was to blackmail you, I snarked. So next time you see me doing with my boyfriend, you can't fucking rat me out or show this to Dumbledore. So F off, you bastards. They chased me, but I threw my wound at them and they tripped over it. Well, anyway, I went outside and there was a vampire looking extremely effing hot.
Hey, Chef, where's Draco? I asked him.
Oh, he's been off effing B-word. He told me he wouldn't come, Vampire said, shaking his head. You want to come with me to the concert?
Then he showed me his flying car. I gasped. It was a black car. It says Dogfather Sirius Black had given it to him. The license plate on the front said MCR 666 on it, while on the back said NOB on it, I guess. We flew to the concert hall. MCR were there, playing. Vampire and I began to make out, moshing to the music. I guess, looking at the band, almost had an orgasm. Gerard was so effing hot. Began to sing Helena and Sexa, beautiful voice, began to fill the hall. And I heard some crying. I turned and saw Draco crying in a corner. Chapter 21. Actually, I'm going to do my PSA. All right. Let's get the book. Repair Manifesto. PSA. If it's broke, why not try fixing it? For the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a few pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a simple needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new clothes. While some electronic devices are purposely manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions before responsibly disposing it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that'll do the trick. So, when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about the future, about further damaging it. A public service message from Wimpo and Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That is so true, besties. If you see something broken, you better damn fix it. Because this economy is whack, guys. Okay? I don't want to see you going to Apple and getting that new iPhone when your old one works perfectly well, even though I would totally do that. But, like, guys, really, don't be lazy. Fix your shit. Chapter 21. Author's note. F-U, okay? You fucking suck. It's not my fault if I spelled wrong, okay? Cause that be...
Rather, I have fuck...
Preps, one. Wopsaw's Raven Fangs for the help. BTW Transylvania rocks. Rad one. I even got to go... to the castle where Dracula was flimmed. Later, we all went to the skull. Dracula's crying in the common room.
Dracula, are you okay? I asked in a gothic voice.
No, I'm not, you effing bee!
He shouted angrily. Started to run out of the place in a suicidal way. I started to cry because I was afraid he would commit suicide.
It was Ebony, said Vampire comfortably. I'll make him feel better.
Oh, you mean you go F him, won't you? I shouted angrily. Then I ran to get Draco. Vampire came too.
Draco, please come, he began to cry. Tears of blood came down his pale face.
I was so turned on because I love sensitive bi guys. If you're a homophobe, then fuck off. And then we heard some footsteps. Vampire got out his black invincibility cloak. We both got under it. We saw the janitor, Mr. Norris, there, shouting angrily with a flashlight in his hand.
"Who's there?" he shouted angrily.
We saw Filth come. He went under the invisibility cloak and started to meow loudly.
"Is anyone there?"
yelled Mr. Norris. "No, F you, preppy little poser, son of an effing bee," Vampire said on his breast in a distinguished way, in a disgusted way.
Excuse me, who said that?"
yelled Mr. Norris. Then he heard Filth meow. "Filth is there, under anyone, under the cloak," he asked. Filth nodded, and then Vampire Frenched me. He did it just as Mr. Norris was taking off the cloak one.
"What the?" he yelled, but it was too late now. Where away from him?
And we saw Draco crying and busting into tears and then slitting his wrists outside of the school.
"Draco," I cried, "are you okay?"
"I guess so," Draco wept. We went back to our coffins, Frenching each other. Draco and I decided to watch Lake Placid. See, isn't that depressing? On the gothic red bed together. As I was about to put in the video, my eyes rolled up suddenly. I had a vision of something that was happening now. So I could knock on the door and fug and the mystery of magic.
I walked into the school. What? Chapter 22.
Author's note. STFU. Preps, stop flaming, okay? If you do not lick it, F off. I know it's Mr. Norris. It's Raven's foot, okay? 1-1. Ooh, suck. 1. No, just kidding. Raven, ooh, fucking right. Rock. Preps, suck. 1. All day, everyone talked about the misery of magic. Well, anyway, I woke up the next day. I was in my coffin, so I opened the door. I was wearing black, lacy, leather pajamas. Then I gasped.
"Say it for me. What?"
B, semicolon, Bloody Mary, Vampire, Diablo, Dracula, and Willow. I opened my crimson eyes. Willow was wearing a tight leather black top with pictures of bloody roses all over it. Under that, she wore a black poofy skirt with lace on it and black gothic boots that was attached to the top. Vampire was wearing a baggy, simple, plaid t-shirt and black baggy pants and Vans. Draco was wearing a black MCR t-shirt and black jeans and a leather jacket. He looked like Gerard Way and almost as effing sexy. Vampire looked like Joel Madden. Bloody Mary was wearing a tight black poofy gothic dress that she had ripped so it showed her cleavage with a white apron that said "bick" and other swear words. MCR lyrics on top of it, like the dress I had seen with Amy Lee wear one. Darkness, it was Jenny, was there too. She was waving a ripped gothic black dress with ripped stuff all over it, and I had a lace-up top thing with black pointy boots. So were Crab and Goyle. Turns out that Darkness, Diablo, Crab and Goyle's dad was a vampire. He committed suicide by... that's graphic. He had done something to them and stuff before too. They all got so depressed that they became gothic and converted to Satanism.
MFG, yeah, I stopped. Whatever you all hear.
Enemy said something is really effed up, Draco said. Okay, but I need to put on my effing clothes first, I shouted angrily.
It's right. We have to go now. You look kawaii anyway. You're so effing beautiful, Draco said in a sexy voice. Oh, all right, I said, smiling. But you have to tell me why you're being all erective. Is that even a word, erective? What the heck?
I will.
I will, he said. So I just put on some black eyeliner, black lipstick, and red eyeshadow and white foundation.
I care. We're outside
the Great Hall. Hal and looked in from a window. An effing prep called Brittany from Gryffindor was standing next to us, wearing a pink mini and Hillary Duff t-shirt, so we put on our middle fingers at her. Inside the Great Hall, we could see Dumbledore. Cornelia Fudge was there, shouting at Dumbledore. Doris Rumbridge was there, too.
This cannot be! She shouted angrily. The school must be closed!
The Bark Lord is planning to kill the students, yelled Cornelia Fudge.
You are not of the principal any longer, yelled Rumbridge.
You are too old and your Alzheimer's is dangerous. You must retry or Voldemort will kill your students.
Very well, Dumbledore said.
We cannot do this.
We can't close the school. There's only one person who's capable of killing Voldemort, and she is in the school. And her name is Ebony Darkness Dementia Raven Way. Draco, Crab, Goyle, Darkness, Willow, Vampire, and Bloody Mary looked at each other. I guess. Chapter 23. Author's note. Da hut da f up bickies. You're just too loose, because I got 10,000 revois. One fangs to Raven for the help in telling me how to about da books. Girlu rock, let's go shopping together. The door opened and Professor Rumbridge and Cornelia Fudge stepped out angrily. Then Dumbledore and Rumbridge sought us.
No way, what the beep are you doing? Rumbridge shouted angrily.
Dumbledore blared at her.
Oops, she was a mistake. He corrupted her.
Hey, hi, everybody, come in.
Well, we all came in angrily. So did all the other students. I sat between Darkness and Draco, opposite Bloody Mary. Crab and Goyle started to make some morbid jokes. They both looked exactly like Via Volo. I ate some Count Chocula and drank some blood from a cup. Then I heard someone shouting angrily. I looked behind me and it was Vampire! He and Draco were shouting at each other.
Vampire? Draco? WTF? I asked.
You effing be bustard, yelled Draco Vampire.
I want to sit next to her.
What?
No, I do, shouted. No, she doesn't effing like you, you son of a bee, yelled Draco.
No, F you. No, F you, mother effer. She laves me, not you, shouted Vampire. What kind of accent is this? Is this Cockney? Wow, that's so crazy. I didn't even know I could do Cockney. I'm so tired. Right, so we come to Australia, and we have the emu war. Now, the thing about the emus is that they overpowered all the men, right? Yeah, so that's me testing my Australian, and this is me testing my Cockney accent. That's still Australian.
No, I do, shouted.
No, she doesn't like you, you SOB, yelled Draco. No.
No.
F you, motherfucker. She loves me, not you, shouted Vampire, and then he jumped on Draco.
No, not in that way, you perv. They started to fight and beat up each other. Dumbledore passed them, but they didn't stop. All of a sudden, a terrible man with red eyes and no nose flew under his broomstick. He had no nose and was wearing a gray robe. All the glass in the window he flew through apart. Brittany, that effing prep, started to cry. Vampire and Diabolo and Draco stopped fighting. I stopped eating. Everyone gasped. The room fell silent.
Voldemort!
Ebobby, Darth Vader said in his evil and raspy voice.
Thou have failed your mission. I shall kill thou, and I shall kill Vampire as well. If thou dost not kill him before, I shall kill Draco too. Please, don't make me kill him, I begged. No, he laughed crudely. Kill him, or I shall kill him anyway. Then he flew away, cackling. I burst into tears. Draco and Vampire came to contact me. Suddenly, my eyes rolled up and they looked all cool and gothic. I had a vision where I saw some lightning flash, and then Voldemort came in to kill Draco while Draco slit his wrist in a depressed way. No! I screamed sexily. Suddenly, I looked up and stopped having the vision. Ebony, sure you're alright? Asked Draco in a worried voice. Yeah, I said as I got up. Everything's alright, Ebony, said Vampire, all sensitive. No, it's not, I shouted angrily. Tears of blood went down my face. OMFG, what if I'm getting possessed, like in The Ring 2? Okay, girl, said Bloody Mary. Maybe you should ask Professor Sinister about what the visions mean. Okay, B-word, I said, sadly, and then we went. Author's note. Preps, stop flamming the story, you're just jealous, so F-U... Okay, you okay? Go to hell, 1-1, Raven Fangs, 4D help. Well, we had deviation next, so I asked Professor Trevolri about the exercises. Konnichiwa, everyone come in, said Professor Sinister in Japanese. Oh my god, I'm about to fall asleep. She smelled at me with her gothic black lipstick. She's the coolest effing teacher ever. She had long black hair with blood red tips and red eyes. HR moms with the vampire. She's also half Japanese, so she speaks it and everything. She and Bloody Mary get along great. She's really young for a teacher. Today, she was wearing a black leather top with red lace and long gothic black pants. We went inside the classroom and the pastors of Emily the Strong. I raised my hand. I was wearing some black nail polish with red pentagrams on it. What is Ebony? She asked. Hey, I love your nail polish. Where'd you get it? Hot topic. Wait, is it Ebony? Yeah, I answered. All the preps who didn't know what HT was gave me weird looks. I gave them the middle finger. Well, I have to talk to you about some things. When do you want to do it? How about now? She asked. Okay, I said. Okay. Class effing dismissed. Everyone. Professor Travolzi said and let everyone go. Except for you, Brittany. She pointed at Brittany and some other props. Please do exercise. Exercise. Get it? Pun. 1 on page 3. Okay, I'm having lots of visions, I said in a normal voice. I'm so worried that Draco is going to pile. Well, she gave me a black crystal ball to look in, so I looked in it. What did you see? Like I said, I can see a black gothic skull and a pentagram. Suddenly there was a knock on the door. I looked at it. It was Draco. He was looking really sexy black leather facet. Black gothic Link Park and black Congress on. Okay, you can go now. See a C-word, said Professor Sinister. Okay, B-word, I said, waving. And that concludes our night of My Immortal. This is Peter Wolf with the Sleep Deprivation Station, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WIMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And with that, cue the stock music.